Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalet Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Samaches, and we're on the third line on Mem Dalet Omid Beis with Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mishin Nodar Lihisanos Sach Tanios. A person has taken upon himself, he made a neder, a vow, that he would fast a certain number of Tanesim, a certain number of fast days. So, Yocho Lidchosom Adjimos Achoref. If he wishes to, he can choose to do these fast days during the shorter winter days. You fast only until Seisek Kochavim, so it's much easier to fast in New York, for example, in the month of January, like we are now, because the Shkia is around 4:45, than it would be in the month of July or August when the Shkia is 8:20. So you're chopping off 4 hours from your fast day if you do so. So this is perfectly permissible, Lechatchila, the Mechaber tells us, and the Ramah adds, V'yochel Lilvos Yom Aruch L'shalmi Yom Katzer. There's no problem if you were already fasting on a certain day in the summertime and you changed that and used a fast day in the wintertime to make up for it. Why? Because the kol echad mikra yom. Bottom line is, he brings down the Piskei Marai that they're both considered a day, and therefore one day is exchangeable for another day. It doesn't have to be the exact same number of hours. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav explains further. V'uadin, the same thing applies. Mishin is chayiv l'sanos mikoch tshuva. The person is trying to spur himself to do tshuva, and he takes upon himself certain fast days, so lav davka, that he has to do it in the longer summer days, he could do it in the shorter winter days. Sivkot and Chavzayin, Mishnah Berurah adds further that the Mechaber is telling us, Otz Lomar, even though when he took the neder, it was the summer. He can push it off until the winter, although we'll see there are some qualifications of this. As long as he didn't specify that the fast days will be in the summer months, so as long as he completes it by the time he said he would complete his fast days, so he's allowed to go push it off until the shorter winter days. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam and Beis, he brings down, however, the Chofetz Chaim says, if he did say, I'll take these fast days in the summertime, so Pshit, of course, he can't push him off, because in that situation, it's like he said, I'm going to fast on this and this specific day. He brings it down the name of the Prima Gadim, and therefore you can't push it off to the winter. However, it's Mashma Milashono, the Liyamea Kayitz, Shoshona Acheris, Yolchol Chosum. But even in that situation, he can push him off to the following year if he didn't put an end limit into when he would do this. But he says, Lahalocha, Yesh Laim Badavar. As we'll see later on, we bring down that a person shouldn't push things off too much because, who knows, Rachmanu L'Islan, a person could pass away and then not fulfill his neder. So he should do this within a 30-day period of time, unless he specified it was more open-ended. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chav Ches, Ein in the Magen Avraham, Dahainu Dafka Benenas. This is when he had reasons to push it off. There was extenuating circumstances. Something pushed him to push it off. Sheni Yochel L'Kayim Tekev, that he can't go and fulfill it right now in the summertime. However, as I just pointed out, Avu B'Lav Hachi and Rosh Hashanah L'Kosim. You shouldn't just push it off because the Chayshin and Shema Yomos. We have to be concerned that the person, Rachman al-Islan, everybody doesn't have a guarantee that they're going to live 120 years. And a person could, Rachman al-Islan, die, and then it would be before he completed his neder. And then he'll have to address that, even though it's not his fault. But he should have addressed his neder. So imlo shuz man muat. But for a little period of time, you can push it off. You don't have to fast the next day if you said you're taking upon yourself a fast. But you should do it for zman muat, which Dear Shur footnote number 27 brings down from the Matzah Shekel, is within a 30-day period of time. More than that, it's considered as man meruba. So adimos achorav. So he shouldn't push it off until the winter months unless it's within 30 days in an ideal situation. And there's also psak v'chein pasak b'machani Ephraim hilchus nedarim simen tesvav the tzorach l'kayim yad. A person should try to fulfill his neder as soon as possible. However, he says, ach, imanodur atzmo, omer b'shabaliba, hoyo ashalo, lasos miyad. But when he took upon himself this nether, even though he didn't express it, but he said, you know, I'm not going to do this in the summer. I'm going to wait to do some of them in the winter time. So then pshita, it's clear that Mishnah Berurah says that that would be allowed. The nemon, mashal beino, leveno kono. Because he's between himself and God. He knows what he said. God knows what he intended. Even if he didn't actually say it, if he just thought it. Person says, I take upon myself 10 tenesim, and I'll do them during the year of Tavshin Pei Aleph. So he didn't mean that he's doing them right now in the summer, even though that's when he took the neder. He said, I'll have time to do it later on in the winter year. So again, as long as the person's honest with himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he intended, and that would be fine. Sivkot and Chotes, you can make it up and do it at a later point in time when the days are shorter. Hainu, b'mad de'isaleh, b'siv beis, d'lova parea. Based upon the parameters that we said about when you can not fast on a specific day, because you didn't specify a specific day, and you can push it off to a later day. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mish Omer, there is an opinion that says, Sheshnei Yomim, Ushnei Leilos, if a person fasted for 2 days and the 2 nights in between, Ritzufim, consecutive, that can count for 40 fasts. So the Shnei Yomim, Shnei Leilos, Ritzufim, Yesh LaShvosim, they could be compared to Li'arboyim Tanios She'enum Ritzufim. They're like the equivalent of 40 Tanesim that aren't one after the other. Now, how exactly does this work out? So Rama explains, Hagav, Yesh Omrim, this Yesh Omrim is telling us, Diba'odim Chalosh, Sagilo B'Shnei Yomim Ritzufim. For a weak person who took upon himself this, so it would be acceptable for two consecutive days to get away with it, so to say. However, Avul Odom Bari, a healthy person, Shlosha Yomim, he should fast 3 days in this situation. This is brought down from Nagos and Minhagim in the name of the Marie Brun. Now, what exactly is this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed, V'noagim lis'anos od shnei shos b'leil revi, that when you're doing this, you should fast an extra 2 hours on the fourth night, Shia, a total of ayin dalet shos. There are 3 full days, which is 72 hours, and then an extra 2 hours, which is 74. And this simon over here, ad, is a simon l'dover, is shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, that we should return to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up to ad Hashem Elokecha, and it's a play on the 74 hours, so ayin dalet shos. That's where we get this from. Now, again, we're dealing here with things that are beyond the simple halachic understanding, and as we'll see, they're dealing with some meta-kabbalistic type of ideas. So he says, v'ochlim b'tchilas halayla lo sidu, if they ate at the beginning of the night, that doesn't ruin it. Shu k'minyan chesed, because that would add up to the gematria of chesed, which is 72. Then he adds, v'amistanim shnei yomim mitzufim, if a person were to go fast 2 consecutive days, Toshius Anu Shoachas Balailo Shachar Tanisim, you should fast an extra hour after the Tainis is over. Viasiku Gamkin Shoachas Mibojom, and fast an extra 1 hour earlier as well, Hainun Kodamas Cholas Tanisim, before the start. And this way, the Ozi Choshev Kmo Chav Zayin Tanisim. This adds up to be the equivalent of 27 Tanisim. Why is that? The Yom Rishon Havitanis Echad, that first hour of that first day is considered one fast. Viachakach Ola Koshol Yomecha, then the 24 hours is another 24 fasts. V'shalov davka and slav davka, each hour is exactly an hour. The mitzvah sayom kikulo. So that's how you get to 27 from 1 hour before and the 2 hours afterwards and the 24 hours of the day, if I'm understanding this correctly. Again, the issue footnote number 28 brings down, imisana shlosh yomim mimotzi Shabbos, so then you should make Havdalah earlier so you can get in that extra hour, so make Havdalah during Shabbos itself, so you can still drink then at that point in time the Havdalah, or make Havdalah, and then the fast will start right after that. We discussed this previously as well. That's the issue for number 28. Look back as well on Simon Reish Tzadi Tes Sif Vav that discusses making Havdalah early. The issue for number 29 brings down, why is it counted as 27 Taneisim? It brings down Shel Shuz Chasam Sofer. Shinira She'eno Moel Lalos Laminyan Mem Taneis. It won't make 40 because those have to be 40 complete. Lotzim Bishleimus could go on Bol Nida. Rachman Al-San, if a person had relations with his wife when she was a Nida, so there are ideas here in terms of fasting to make up for that sin that a person did. So he says this is a Tosefis. This can work in addition to that. Again, I don't claim to fully understand this. These are deeper Kabbalistic ideas. And the bottom line is, I think, in the issue foot number 30, the halacha l'maisa. The issue foot number 30 brings down, in regards to people taking upon themselves tanesim, extra fast days, v'sigufim, and all sorts of physical lashes and physical afflictions to their body. So this isn't the commonly accepted practice today. And it brings down from the Igeres Hagra, from the great Vilna Gaon, who was not only a bucky, not that he needs Maya saying so, not only a bucky in halacha, but he was also a bucky in Kabbalah. So, Shiroi Odom Liasaratsmo Ayide Shemargalatsmo Bishtika Virasinis Tabosov. He says the best way for a person to do tshuva and to really accomplish things is by being silent. Lo Motsasi Leguf Tov Bishtika. It says in Pirkei Avos, the best thing for a person is to be silent. The person should be careful in what he says and to diminish his lusts and desires. That's Moel Yosef Mikol Tanios V'Sigur V'Shvalov. The Vilna Gaon says, that's better. If you do this, that's a real type of a tshuva, real type of an action to control your desires and to control what you say. So that's better than taking upon yourself Tanesim and all sorts of physical punishments and afflictions. And it brings out from the Stipler Gaon as well, based upon the Vilna Gaon, Shadover Hamoel Yosef Mikol Inuyim V'Sigufim. What's even better than these afflictions and Tanesim, to have a kapara for sins that a person did, Yasuk b'tor gmilus chasodim. A person should learn Torah, a person should do chesed to other people. There's nothing better than that. Far, far better than taking upon yourself Tanesim and Sigufim. Furthermore, he says, this concept of taking upon yourself Tanesim and Sigufim for tshuva, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and the Shulchan Shlomo brings down, It's different for every person. She'enam kavun l'chol adam. Everybody is different. But like gam lo b'chol dar, lo b'chol asmanim. And it's different not only for different people, but from generation to generation and from time to time. And he says, "Benir shesrichem lomar lebal tshuva shu bal das." And if a person is about tshuva and he understands what's going on here, he should believe be'emunah shleima shakadosh baruch hu mocha v'saleach l'chol hashavim elav bemes. If a person, rachman l'tzlan, has sins in his past and he wants to do tshuva for them, and he does honest tshuva and he understands that Hashem accepts honest tshuva, biyached im tsaro al ha'avar. And what he should do in this situation is focus on that he did something wrong and that Hashem accepts tshuva with ahava, and that if he really believes in this and he of course corrects the errors that he did, it doesn't continue to do them. So then that is the best plan for a person to do. Better than all these sigufim and tanesim, which is not a standard way, especially I think many people, when they're fasting or they afflict themselves, they actually learn less and they do less chesed. They stay in bed, they're not feeling well. They're not able to learn because they have a headache or they just don't feel well. So that's not really the ideal way for a person to do tshuva. A person should focus on learning, should focus on chesed, and should focus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you do tshuva, be'emunah shleima, will accept it with full, complete kapara. Now we continue reading in the Ramah. I'll read the end of Sif Dalet in the Ramah, and then we'll explain more in the Mishnah Berurah. The Nira leader Ramah says, "The calls that Lomari Elabimish Nischayev Lotzum Arboim Yomim She'enam Ritzufim." When a person accepted on himself to take 40 fasts that aren't consecutive, then he can do this. Mikol Tshuva L'Kedil Itzdar. He's doing this to spur himself to do tshuva, and he's afflicting himself in the hopes that this will spur him to do better tshuva. And then, Vaz Mashvin and Haitzar, Laitzar, then you can compare these shorter fasts and these periods of time, adding the extra hours. And that's when you can take advantage of these shorter periods of time, fasting at nights, and the extra little hour there and after, before and afterwards. However, that doesn't apply, the Ramah says, Abba Mishin, or the Lotzum Arbam Yom. If a person says, I'm going to fast 40 days, so Sarach L'Kayim Mashin Adar, then he has to fulfill this fasting for 40 days. The Logora, this is no different and no better than Miyom Zeh, if he says, I'm going to fast on this specific day, they know Lova Pared. Then you can't make it up and say, I'll fast a different day instead. So if he says, I'm going to fast these 40 consecutive days, he has to go and fast them. And even according to the Momekal opinion that we learned, it said, even if you say that I'm going to fast this day, you can still postpone it and make it up at a later date and time. That's Hacha Modeh, the Tzorach L'Chaim Nidro. That's different here when you said you're going to fast these 40 days. So Kol Shekein, Arboim Yom, Shelifnei Yom Kippur, and people have the custom that they fast the 40 days before Yom Kippur, which starts really from Tubal, because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh. So Shemisanim Lezeich Aliyas Moshe Bahar. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he went up and he fasted, obviously, in Shemayim for 40 days till Yom Kippur. He came down with the second Luchos, so some people have the custom to commemorate that by fasting 40 days, which start from Tubal until Yom Kippur. Shemisha Kiblam, all of it, if somebody accepted upon himself to do this, She'enlem Tashlum Mibishtayin Oshosh Yom Ritzuk, and then you can't get away with this shortened form of the fasting 40 days with the 2 or 3 days, the 27 or the 72 hours, 74 hours, etc., that we just described above. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot Lamed Aleph that you're doing this lebkoch tshuva, hainu mikoch tikune tshuva hamavar besarim, that you're trying to improve yourself, that we mentioned is brought down in Kabbalistic tests, how a person can go and try to do tshuva for various things that he did wrong by fasting. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, "Mikol makom tov yoseh sheyotzeh mifuzarim." It's not good to fast these 40 consecutive fasts. Shebechol esyeh libo nichna. He says, by doing it over a period of time, it will actually be more of a spur for you to do tshuva. V'yuchatov negdo tomid. And this way, you'll constantly be thinking of the sins that you did. He brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham, and that is actually preferred. So don't take him 40 consecutive. Again, we're not recommending that anybody take any tanesim, but if a person did, so then it's better not to do them 40 consecutive days. Sivkot Lamid Beis, you have to be makayim what you would know there. So I in the Prima Gadim, Mishem Stat, Mistapik Lehevich. The Prima Gadim actually says maybe opposite. That im nod alisan oshne yamim bitzufim, if a person said I'm going to fast 2 consecutive days, so im yochel lishanosum, lotsum arboim yom, shenim bitzufim, maybe you want to flip it around and then do the 49 consecutive days. He says that maybe is allowed, maybe not. I in shom, look at the Prima Gadim. Again, most of this is not halacha lemaisa, we don't recommend people do this. Sivkon Lamed Gimel. If he said he's fasting 40 days, then he has to go and fast the 40 consecutive days. When he didn't say the 40 consecutive days, so then he can make it up. He's going to go and be afflicted by doing this. He did this to specifically inflict himself. He brings down from the Dogum Mirvaba that he has to follow what he said. Sivkat Lamidalev, the fasting before Yom Kippur 40 days, V'yasul l'sanus achar Tu B'Av. As I mentioned, it starts from after Tu B'Av, because you don't fast on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and you have to make the 40 days. If you started from Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yod Yom Kippur, that's 40 days, but there's Shabbosim and Rosh Chodesh there. So therefore, below Yisanim Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. V'osom ha'taneisim shemis anim l'mispar abam yom ein tzorch lashlam. And there, on those days, you don't have to necessarily finish it off each day. V'amisane ein tzorch l'kabel taniyos l'cho yom b'fnei atzmo. And the person doesn't have to accept upon himself by mincha the previous day. He can just accept upon himself all 40 at the beginning. Again, not something that the vast, vast, vast majority of people should even be considering doing. Sivkat Lamed Hey, as she brings down, Vafilu lo amar derech neder, rako kolas tainis biyama. This applies that if he accepted upon himself, even if he didn't accept it upon himself in a form of neder, that he has to follow what he said. Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Hamisana Tanis Chalom, if a person had a bad dream and he's bothered by the dream and he wants to fast a Tanis Chalom, so we brought down previously that once you do this right away, it's good. The Tanis Chalom works if it's done right away. So if you have the bad dream on a Erev night of Yontif, so it's Yontif that day, and you want to fast, you're allowed to. Oh, same thing, Obuchol Shamite. And before that, even on Shabbos, over Rosh Chodesh, this can even be on Rosh Chodesh, or Bechanuk or Bepurim, you're allowed to fast the Tanis Chalom if it bothers you. Or even Obi Erev Yom Kippurim, when there's a mitzvah to eat and you shouldn't really fast. So in all of these situations, Tzorech L'Mesav Tanisa L'Tanisei, because you did something wrong by fasting on these days, albeit you were technically allowed to because it bothered you. If the Tanis Chalom doesn't bother you, then you don't have to fast. But if it really bothers you, you're allowed to fast on all of these days that you're normally not allowed to fast. Shabbos, Yontif, Chol Hamoed, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, Erev Yom Kippur. But when you do fast on those days, because you are technically allowed to for Tanis Chalom, you have to make up for it. And that's L'meisav Tanisa L'Tanisei. You have to do a makeup Tanis for the fact that you fasted on these days. K'din HaMasana Tanis Chalom Shabbos. The same exact din that we discussed previously, which I mentioned now as well. If a person has a bad dream Friday night, he's allowed to fast Shabbos morning, but he has to make up for fasting on Shabbos by fasting another day. And this has been discussed previously. The Ramah tells us, Ayin La'el and Simen Reish Peches Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkat Lamed Vav adds, Nira Damasana Tanis Chalom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as opposed to on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where there is a minhag to fast, as is brought down in Dershu footnote number 31. Oh, Rosh Chodesh Av, or if you fast on Rosh Chodesh Av, which also is a minhag to fast on that day, that's the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, the only yahrzeit that's mentioned in the entire Torah, then a specific day, there's a minhag to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av by some people. They encircle Mesav Tanis Latinisan. In that situation, you don't have to do a fast because you fasted on that day, because there is an acceptable minhag to fast on that day, Rosh Chodesh. In fact, there are those that say you should fast on those days, albeit not commonly accepted lemaisa for most people to do so. Where this has been discussed. Or if you fast Erev Yom Kippur, it's only these specific days that you have to do a makeup for your tainus. But on other days, we don't say tachnun, so those days you are allowed to take upon yourself a fast. For example, which days don't we say tachnun? All Chodesh Nisan, Lag BaOmer, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, or Ben Yom Kippur and the Sukkot, and the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, when we don't say tachnun, on all of those days, if you are fasting because of a Tanis Chalom, Ein Tzorech L'Meisav Tanis L'Tanis. So the Pirun Gadol brings down that in those days, you don't have to do a makeup Tanis for fasting. It's not the end of the world if you were to fast on those days, even though they're days of Simcha to a certain extent, that we don't say tachnun, but they're not in the same category as the other days where it's really also to fast. Here, it is not normally something that we do fast on those days, but if a person were to fast, he doesn't need to do a makeup fast for it. So if he has a Tanis Chalom fast, he doesn't have to do a makeup on those days. Finally, the Ramah said that looking in Simen Reish Peches Yav Dalet, Mishbur Sivkot Lamed Ches tells us that over there, Shamavur Din, Mesav Tanis Latani. So that's where this din is discussed of doing a makeup fast, so to say, for the fact that you fasted on these days. With this, we conclude today's shir.